Imagine knowing that danger is ahead, but choosing to ignore every warning. That's exactly what many do spiritually when they dismiss the serious warning signs in God's Word. Today, we'll dive into the book of Jude, a stop sign for every generation, urging us to be aware of false teachers and apostasy that's creeping into the church. Jude doesn't sugarcoat the truth. He tells us plainly that some will twist Scripture, and you can learn to spot them.
I remember several years ago sitting in a car with a missionary couple at an intersection in downtown Toulon, France. We were at a red light when suddenly a young man on a motorcycle raced through that red light without even slowing down, really without even looking. And then moments later, another young man on a motorcycle hopped up on the sidewalk next to us and also roared across that same intersection without slowing down to see if any cars were coming. I just said out loud how incredibly dangerous that was. My friends told me that that happens all the time. In fact, they said that when a young man begins riding a motorcycle, he has a lifespan on average of less than 5 years. Wow. Now, even knowing that statistic, they told me these young men still ignore all the traffic signs. They never even pause at stoplights. Well, let me tell you, the book of Jude is a stop sign. It's a stop sign for the church and the Christian today. It's a dangerous thing, by the way, to ignore this little letter for your own testimony and for the testimony and vitality of your local church. Well, Jude is giving us a divine warning here. There are people within the organized church over the last 2,000 years who teach error, and they're going to want to draw people away from the truth of Christ as they twist Scripture to allow for, well, sinful, immoral lifestyles. Jude's description of them is going to be a rather courageous, a rather honest portrayal. Frankly, we need to be on the lookout if we hope to avoid a collision in the traffic patterns of our lives because, well, we've chosen to ignore the stop sign. Now, as we set sail one more time into the book of Jude, the final portion of his letter tells us how to respond to apostate teachers. And first, Jude tells us that we need to keep a biblical perspective on these apostates. He writes here in verses 17 and 18, "Remember, beloved, the predictions of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. They said to you, 'In the last time there will be scoffers following their own ungodly passions.'" Well, that's another way of saying, don't be discouraged, but don't be surprised either. The Lord's apostles predicted this issue. Paul and Peter warned of it. Have you ever thought about the fact that apostates showing up actually affirms the accuracy of Scripture? So here's this biblical perspective. God knew attacks and apostates would plague the early church. God warns us of them today so that we can be prepared for them. This is yet another reminder that God is in control, even over the appearance of apostates. Now, secondly, we need to maintain a biblical priority for ourselves. There's always this danger of becoming so focused on the darkness around us, on the content of false teaching, on the greed or the immorality of false teachers, that we ignore our own spiritual development. So with that, Jude is going to turn the focus back on us here in verses 20 and 21. "But you, beloved, building yourselves up in your most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, waiting for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ that leads to eternal life." Now, in this one rather long sentence, there's only one imperative or one command, and that is to keep yourselves in the love of God. The other three phrases describe how to do that: building yourselves up, praying, and waiting, anticipating the coming of the Lord. Now, let's think about this command first. "Keep yourselves in the love of God," Jude writes here. Now, back in verse 1, and again, as we're going to see ahead in verse 24, the author says that we are kept by God. The Apostle Paul ends the great 8th chapter of Romans by declaring that nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. So what is Jude saying here? What does he mean? If nothing can separate us from God's love, why are we told to keep ourselves in it? Well, what Jude is highlighting here is responsibility. It's our responsibility to keep ourselves within this sphere of God's love, that is, in the sphere, the place where we fully enjoy the benefits of his love. And that's obedience, and that's your responsibility and mine. He's not going to make you get up and go to church on the Lord's Day. God isn't going to set your alarm so that you get up and read his word. He's not going to drive you to that Bible study. You remember the prodigal son Jesus spoke about in Luke chapter 15. Well, that prodigal's father never ceased loving that boy, but his son had removed himself from the sphere of his father's love and all the benefits of that love, and he ended up starving in a pig pen. This command matches, frankly, so many other commands in the New Testament, and they command us to make it a priority to stay in close fellowship with the Lord. And Jude is now going to describe three ways to do that. First, here in verse 20, it's done by building yourselves up in your most holy faith. The language here pictures building yourself a house. You're going to build it on a solid foundation, and the foundation here is your holy faith. Faith, in this context, refers to the body of truth delivered to us in Scripture. Now, secondly, again here in verse 20, we keep ourselves in his love by praying in the Holy Spirit. Now, this is simply referring to regular communion with God through prayer. He's not talking about anything mystical or magical here. Praying in the Spirit isn't some special practice with some kind of special experience. Genuine prayer is motivated by a real person, and that's the indwelling Holy Spirit. So prayer then isn't mindlessly reciting something that somebody else prayed or repeating over and over and over again some phrase as if God is suddenly impressed, you know, the 30th time around. Praying in the Spirit is talking about that personal relationship with the Spirit of God that we develop and grow thereby as we have this honest, transparent conversation. We call it prayer. Well, now here in verse 21, Jude is going to add a third way to keep ourselves in the sphere, having all the benefits of God's love, close fellowship with the Lord. And we do it, he writes here, by waiting for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ that leads to eternal life. Now, as believers, we've already received the mercy of God. What Jude is speaking of here is waiting for the culmination of God's mercy. That's going to take place at the return of Christ our Lord, when it's all finished. In fact, our faith is removed and it turns into sight. In a larger sense, then, this is how we are to maintain a biblical priority for ourselves. Now, finally, Jude gives us a third way to contend for the faith, that is to defend the gospel. Here it is. We need to maintain a biblical concern for others. False teaching and apostasy are constant dangers, and we cannot abandon those who've been poisoned by their false teaching. We ought to try to reach them and help them, including those false teachers. And here in verses 22 and 23, Jude describes three different groups of people who are in danger and how we ought to reach out to them. First, he says here, have mercy on those who doubt. And again, in this context, the doubting here has been created in the minds of these people by false teachers. Well, let's be merciful. Let's be patient with them as we correct them and teach them the truth. Second, he writes here in verse 23, save others by snatching them out of the fire. Well, this describes people who are, they're acting on their doubts. They're seriously thinking of following some apostate deceiver into justifying some kind of sinful action. Judah's writing here with a sense of urgency. It's like their house is on fire, and you need to sound the alarm and run over there and pull them out of the flames. Third, Jude writes, to others, show mercy with fear, hating even the garment stained by the flesh. Now, this pictures those who are now committed to false teaching. They are off the path. They might even be the false teachers themselves. Well, don't ignore them. Show them mercy. But he adds here, be careful. Avoiding their stained garment simply means that you don't want to get too close, lest they influence you as well. Now, you might get to the end of this little letter here from Jude and be so afraid of deception and false teachers and the battle for truth that you might be tempted to just stay in bed or stay indoors. Jude anticipates that, and he ends this letter with one of the greatest assurances of God's power, his sovereignty, his control in and over our lives that you'll find really anywhere in Scripture. And I'm just going to read it and we'll let this be the ending for today's journey. Here's what Jude writes. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time and now and forever. Amen. Wow, what a phenomenal promise from God's Word that one day He will present all of us blameless. Why? Because our sins have been forgiven and we'll have fellowship forever, face to face. And with that, we end our study in this powerful little letter from Jude. Until we set sail again, beloved, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
That was Stephen Davey, and this is The Wisdom Journey. This lesson is called A Severe Warning for Every Generation. Jude's warning is clear. False teachers and apostasy will rise. But God's promise to keep us in His love is even clearer. Let's build our faith, stay prayerful, and remember that God's sovereign hand is holding us every step of the way. Sign up for Friends of Wisdom and get free resources from Stephen. Each Tuesday, you'll receive an email with encouragement, answers to Bible questions, or insights into applying God's Word. You'll also get two free booklets, Blessed Assurance and The Coming Tribulation. Visit wisdomonline.org/friends and join today. Then join us next time.